Today's shiur is dedicated for schus, for refuah shleima, for shalom and bracha. Today's shiur is mesechta in the Dorim daf ayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, daf samach tesam and beis, three lines from the bottom, Boy Rabba continues to discuss situations where people say interesting words on how they're being mekayim and mefid in the Dorim. So begins the Gemara, Boy Rabba. Rabba asked the question, if a husband said to his wife, a father said to his daughter, the following expression, Kayim l'chi hayoyim, this nether should be mekuyim for today. We know, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, that a father has the ability to be mekayim a nether, and once the nether, he confirms the nether remains permanent. The husband has a right to be made for another, and once the husband is made for the nether becomes permanent. But here, he expressed himself by saying, Kaim l'chi hayoyim. Today it should be mekuyim. Mi aminin, so how do we understand the statement? Do we understand his statement as saying, Kamanda omala, as if he said to her, today it's mekuyim, umufa l'chi l'mocha, and tomorrow it'll be mufar. And even though, points out, the Rosh, that one cannot be made for a nether tomorrow. As we keep on repeating in our shiurim, the halacha is that a nether could only be mufar, a nether could only be nullified, b'yoyim shamay, on the day that you hear the nether. Hereby saying that you want the nether to be mufar tomorrow, so even if we'll say, ask all the Rishonim, that you meant that it should be, that it's clear that that's what you meant, but why or how can we suggest that the hafara should be considered a valid hafara? Tomorrow is already too late. So in answer to this question, the Rishonim suggests that what he meant to say was that the hafara should begin today, it should only conclude tomorrow. As we often find throughout Shas, when we speak about different kinyonim, where we want that the kinyan should begin today and it should be concluded by tomorrow. Since the beginning, so the Gemara's question is that since we want our farah to begin today, it's only going to be concluded tomorrow, so that isn't a violation of the halacha of b'yoy shamay, because as long as you began today, the act of hafara, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, I think it was Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, he says there are two elements to every hafara. There's the actual act of the hafara, the husband, the father, doing the act of hafara, and the second element of the hafara that he calls the chalois hafara, when the hafara actually takes effect. And what the Gemara maybe is assuming, that if we say that this is a legitimate expression of hafara, what the Gemara means to say is that as long as I did the actual hafara today, the fact that the hafara will only become effective tomorrow is not a problem with the halacha of Yoyim Shamay, because I did the dibur of the hafara today. So again, ask the Gemara. Mi amrin kamanda amala, do we interpret when somebody says, Kaim l'cha yoyim, that he meant to say was meifil chal macher, idoma, at the end of the day, he did not express a hafara. And since halayama hafara, since he didn't say hafara, the fact is that you cannot rely on a hafara. And again, here the Rosh says again a beautiful pshat, that the only way that this hafara is understood to be a hafara is based on b'chlal lav atashmei heim. And the Rav says that what the Gemara's question is, that perhaps when the Torah HaKadosh said that we have to do hafara, what the Torah HaKadosh meant to say was that it has to be expressed in a very clear, explicit manner. And to rely on it, to rely on a b'chlal hein atashmeya lav, b'chlal lav atashmeya hein, is not going to be an acceptable way of expressing hafara. And says the Gemara, if you'll say that that is not considered a valid hafara, for the various reasons that we've explained, either because the hafara has to be completely done by today, and it's not acceptable to wait for the hafara to take place tomorrow, either because it wasn't said explicitly, halayamala, he didn't say explicitly, mufal chalamachar, what will be the halacha now, asked the Gemara, Amalah, he explicitly said, Mufal Achilamachar, that the hafara should be valid tomorrow. So here, one of the issues that we've dealt with is not an issue, because he is being explicit in his declaration that he wants to be mefer, but what the issue that still remains open is that he wants it only to become effective tomorrow. And now the Gemara's question is, Mahu, what will be the avrocha? What will be the halacha? Meaning, lamachla maitzim mefer, that tomorrow is too late to do afara. The ha kaim lenegrei hayoyim to make the kama today. And the halacha is that number one, once you mekayim a neder, then you can't be mefer it. One issue, and the other issue is that tomorrow is already too late because tomorrow is no longer the yoyim shamay. And therefore, tomorrow is not going to be acceptable. Or do we say, since he didn't say, then therefore, when he does use the status of mufil chalamachar, what he means to say is that the nether will be mufar tomorrow, and that isn't a problem in the hafara. As long as I begin the hafara today, it's going to be acceptable. So the Ran and the Rajma point out that what the Gemara now is saying is that the reason that this is a little different than the previous case is only because he didn't say the hakama explicitly. But we seem to see that if he would have said, in the previous Gemara, we seem to say that if somebody says, Kim l'chayyam mefil chalamachar, it will be acceptable. The only issue here is because he only said, Kim l'chayyam. In other words, what they're asking is like this. Is the issue here, because he didn't mention hafara, that's how the first piece of the Gemara today began, that he only mentioned Kim l'chayyam. And therefore, since the hafara wasn't said explicitly, that's why it's not a valid hafara. Here it seems that even if he said hafil chalamachar, he did explicitly mention the hafara, we still have a question if it's a valid hafara. Could you say hafara today that should only be valid tomorrow? Will that be a valid hafara? So the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is that the Gemara should be understood that the Gemara is really asking both questions. And the way to understand the Gemara is with an imtim tzoloimer. Even if you'll say that kaim l'cha hayoyim is invalid because he didn't mention hafara, so there for sure wouldn't be a valid hafara. But what about where he did explicitly mention hafara? So since he explicitly mentioned hafara, the issues that come up by him not having explicitly said hafara are not there anymore. But the other issue that we began with, the question, can hafara be said today and be effective tomorrow, be considered a valid hafara, that question, the Gemara says, remains open. Vintem tzloimer. And continues the Gemara. And again, the way we're learning the Gemara, one question is built on the other one. Intem tzloimer afilo hachi, even when he said, mefil chalamachar, it will not be valid because he was mekayim hayoyim, kivim dem kayim hayoyim lemacher haned the command isadami. The neder became completely confirmed, and it's no longer a neder that could be nullified. Amle kayim l'chashah. Is the issue because tomorrow is no longer the yoyim shamay, and therefore, if he expressed himself by saying kayim l'chashah, ma what will be the halacha? Meaning. Since he said kaim l'chashah, only the kiyum should only be valid for an hour. Commander amalach mufalach l'achashah dami, that he's saying that for 1 hour it should be Mekoyim. But afterwards, which is still today, just after 1 hour, that far should be valid. Adam alay amala. So in other words, what the Gemara is learning now is that the issue of a hafara taking place tomorrow, is that a valid hafara, is no longer a concern. Because he only was Mekayim the Nether for 1 hour. And since he was only Mekayim the Nether for 1 hour, if the hafara will be considered a valid hafara, we don't have any issue. The issue now here is that the issue here now is where he said that he didn't express the hafara explicitly. That's going to be the concern. Since do we say that in order for it to be a valid hafara, you have to explicitly say the hafara, or could an implicit declaration of hafara also be acceptable? And I saw that the Mefarshim discussed, what about the other way around? What about if somebody makes a... Here we're speaking about he made the kiyum for an hour. What would be the halacha if somebody made the hafara for an hour? Is an hafara that's only made for an hour valid or not? It says, so I saw that the Mefarshim quote Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker says that once somebody makes a nether, the nether is here forever. Since the nether is here forever, then even if you made an afara, but the afara, if the afara was made only for an hour, the afara doesn't remove the fact that the nether was made. And therefore, they seem to say that everybody would agree that a afara for only an hour would be a valid afara, and then afterwards, the nether would revert back to being a nether. And then the Gemara Rava continues asking, Imtim Tzloima, here the issue was, because the entire statement was, Kaim L'chil L'shaw, he only made the key for an hour. Wa'abir Alokha asked the Gemara, Imtim Tzloima, Haloy Amala, here the issue was that he did not explicitly mention that fara. Miu, Wa'abir Alokha, if somebody said explicitly, Amalaha, Kaim L'chashaw, that the kiyum should be there for an hour, Umufu L'chil L'achashaw, and after that hour, the nether should become mufur. Mai, what will be the halacha then? Mimrinan, kiyum the kaimai. Do we say that halacha is that once a nether is mekuyim, there's no such a thing as a temporary kiyum, and once the nether is mekuyim, it's there forever? Oidilma, kiyum the kula yoyim abar kama bar afarahu. Since the entire day of Yom Shamay is the day where you can be Makim, is the day where you can be Mefer, so Ki Am Mufa L'chi L'achashah, when he said that the Afara should take place, and he said this explicitly, that it should take place after the hour, Mahani. In other words, explained the Rishonim, we started the Shir by saying Kim Hayoim or Mufa L'machar. There we can make a strong argument that it's not valid, because L'machar is not the Yom Shamay. And even though, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, that, well, I'm beginning the Afara today, and it's going to culminate tomorrow, the Gemara is saying, perhaps that is not an acceptable way of making an Afara. And the only way a Afara can be made properly is by saying it, that the entire act of Afara has to be all in one day. But here, where you're saying Kim L'cha L'shaw, or Mufa L'cha L'shaw, so it is all happening on the Yom Shamay. And since it's all happening on the Yom Shamay, maybe that's a valid way of being made for another, even though you were previously Mekayim it. Or do we say that once you Mekayim another, you Mekayim it, and Hafar is no longer an option? Tashma. So Gemara wants to answer the last question, based on a Mishnah, in Masechet Nazir, Daf Chaf Amabez. The Mishnah says, Hareni Nazira, a woman accepted upon herself to be a Nazira, V'sham Baal of Amani, and her husband heard, and he said, I too will be a Nazir. The halacha is, Ein Yachal Hafer. That Naziris, a Naziris, as we know, and we're going to learn Masechet Nazir, is really a form of a Nether. So just like a husband can be made for a neder, a husband can be made for a naziris. But we also know what halach is. Just like a husband has the ability to be mefer, a husband has the ability to be mekayim. So the Gemara is saying, the husband, by saying vani, that he's saying that my wife is a nazira, I too shall be a nazir, is a form of hakama. And not only is it a form of hakama, it's no longer a neder, it's no longer a naziris that could be mufer. Vamai. Ask the Gemara, why is that the halacha? Name of Ani. Maybe we should say that when he made the statement Vani, Damal Nafshadav Nazar, I'm saying that's the way he's accepting upon himself to be a Nazar. But regarding his wife, Avalarani Nazir, the law, regarding his wife's Naziris, Sha'akas Kaima, even though by saying Vani, it's clearly an indication that he's confirming that Naziris, albeit just temporarily. Because if he wasn't confirming that Naziris, then how could he become a Nazir? But L'shach HaShah, but since it's all still, as we keep on repeating, the Yom Shammai, since it's all still the Yom Shammai, he should be able to be made for it if we're saying that as long as it's the Yom Shammai. Says the Gemara. So why does the Mishnah over there say, Amai eni yachal hafer? Why does the Mishnah over there say that this Naziris that she took upon herself, he can never be meif anymore? It must be because we have a raya, Mishum dekim dekayim mekayimai, that the Mishnah over there is teaching us that once a kiyum was performed, that nether can never be mufar. And since that nether can never be mufar, we see a raya that came to the last question that we just discussed. Kim l'cha shah, or mufal l'cha, afterwards, is not a valid afara. Loi. Says the Gemara, it isn't a proof necessarily. Because the Gemara says, kesover, that when somebody says the word vani, so what does the word vani represent? The word vani represents that he's completely connecting his naziris to hers. That means it's not just that he's saying kim l'chi, but he's saying kim l'chi l'oilam. And as much as we've had a question in our Gemara, that if somebody says kim l'chi l'shaw, and then afterwards, can he still be mefer on that day? The Gemara never suggested that if somebody said kim l'chi l'oilam, and afterwards, he should maybe be able to be mefer it. Once he said kim l'chi, once he said kim l'chi l'oilam, that is the strongest kiyum, and that kiyum nobody could suggest have hafara afterwards. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. Is this halacha that when somebody says kim l'chi l'oilam, a very strong type of kiyum, that the Gemara is saying nobody would suggest that after such a kiyum, you can be mefer, is that specifically by Naziris? Or is that a halacha by all Nedarim? Some Rishonim say that this suggestion that the Gemara is now saying that Kiyum L'cha L'Olam is a Kiyum that can never be undone, maybe is a halacha strictly by Naziris. Other Rishonim disagree, and other Rishonim say that the point is that by making such a strong kiyum, of saying kim l'chil olam, you're meant to make a very strong kiyum. And once you're meant to make a very strong kiyum, it's a kiyum l'olam. So our Gemara has mentioned a number of questions and really has not definitively answered any of the questions. So this brings up a question, a machlokes rishonim, which is not only relevant to our sugya, but is essentially relevant to sugyas throughout Shas, where we have an Imtim Tzolaymer. It is the opinion of the Rambam that whenever a Gemara is built on an Imtim Tzolaymer, we ask one question, and then there's another question built on top of it, and so on and on. What the Gemara means to say is that the first question, we go L'chumrah. And then we have another question based on the first question, and so on, so on. And every time we have an Imtim Tzolaymer, the Rambam's opinion throughout Shas is we go L'chumrah. And therefore,
and we follow the way we've learned our sugya today, that we've learned our sugya as a series of imtim tzolimers, if we've learned our sugya as a series of tim tzolimers, we're going to have to be machmer in all the cases that were mentioned, besides the last question, which there's no further up, there's no follow-up question on the last question. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say that all of the questions of our Gemara are left open. And because they're left open, of course the halacha tells us that we would have to be machmer, but it's only that we're machmer because of a suffix. And the question would be, if one violated the neder. So both the Rambam and the other Rishonim would agree that such nedarim may not be violated. They may not be violated because we have to be machmer. But according to the Rambam, the halacha tells us to be machmer. And since the halacha tells us to be machmer, so the Rambam's opinion will be that if somebody violated such a neder, they would get malchus. According to the other Rishonim, we're only being machmer misafik. And since we're only being machmer misafik, we would not be able to give a person malchus. We don't give malchus. It would just be machmer misafik. Particularly, it falls into the category of asra safik. And similarly, if it would be a situation which would require a carbon, we wouldn't be able to bring a carbon. Again, based on the same type of thinking, that you don't bring a carbon on a safik. And the reason you don't bring a carbon on a safik is because maybe you're not mechuyev the carbon, and if you're not mechuyev to bring that carbon, it will be chulin bazara. Says the Mishnah. Meis ha'av, so this is the concept that we discussed extensively in our previous shiurim. We know, as our perek began, that anara marasa, the father and the husband and the oris, are meif in the darim jointly. Says the Mishnah, Meis ha'av, if the father passes away, loy nisroik nor shus labal, the husband does not take over the position of the father. However, Meis ha'bal nisroik nor shus labal, if the husband dies, then the father takes over the husband's position. And says the Mishnah, in this way, a father is stronger than a husband. A husband does not have the concept of a nisroika, and the father does have. And as we discussed in the brisis in the previous shurim, the husband can never be made for a neder by himself. A husband, an oris, or a husband who's an oris, can only be made for a neder in jointly with the father. But if the husband dies, then the father has the ability to be made for the neder himself. And as we also discussed in our previous shurim, whether it's a situation where the oris was never aware of this neder, or whether it's a situation where the oris was aware of the neder, but he died on Yom Shamay, in all of these cases, the halacha is that the father could be made for the neder. As we also discussed in our previous shurim, to quickly review, the most Rishonim are of the opinion that when the father, if the father was made for his portion before the husband passed away, and now the husband passed away and the father has the ability to do Nisroikna, what that means to say is that the husband, that the father takes, has to not only do the afara on the husband's portion, but the father will have to do his hafara on his portion over again also. We've mentioned in previous shurim that the only nedarim a husband could be mefer are nedarim of inu nefesh and nedarim beino lebeino, whereas a father can only be mefer, a father can be mefer all nedarim. That's the opinion of the Rambam. So the Karban Asanal asks, according to that halacha, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that very important point? The Mishnah is trying to point out Zeh Yofa Koyach Av B'Koyach Abal. This is a very big nafkamina, that the father's authority is much broader than the husband's authority, because the father can be made for all the darm. So the simple teretz in answering this question is, the Mishnah is looking and speaking about, the Mishnah is focusing
on the Dorim that both the husband and father can be Mefer. And the Mishnah is saying, in those Nedarim, a neder that the husband can't be Mefer at all, that is not something that's the subject of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying that even by those Nedarim that the father and husband have in common, Nedarim of Beinoy LeBeino, Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, that both of them have a right to be Mefer, still the father's position is the father has Nesroikna and the husband does not. There are some Mefarshim that I saw that suggest in speaking about this question and suggested answering. They want to say that that may be Nedarim of Beinoy LeBeino on Nedarim that only a husband can be Mefer and not Nedarim that a father can be Mefer. If that would be the case, we could understand the Mishnah even better. Because the Mishnah doesn't want to start getting involved. Well, this is a nether that only the father can be made for. And this is a nether that only the husband can be made for. So instead of getting into that kind of detail, the Mishnah sticks to speaking about Nedarim, that they both could be made for, which would be Nedarim of Inui Nefesh. And now tells us the Mishnah that the concept of Nesroikna tells us that we say Nesroikna, the father gets, that we say Nesroikna to the father, but we don't say Nesroikna to the husband. Continues the Mishnah. However, B'dover Acher, Yofa Koicha Ba'al Mekoicha Av. And on the other hand, the husband's position is stronger than the father's position. In what way? Shabal Mefa Bebeger. Once a girl becomes a begeris, every Jewish girl cycle is that until she's 12 years old, she's a ketana. From 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. And at 12 and a half, if she brought shtei saris, she becomes a begeris. Once a girl is a begeris, she's no longer under the authority of a father. And a father cannot be mefer nedarim. But a husband is a husband no matter what age and what position his wife stands. And therefore, Shabal, Mefer Bebeger, the halacha is that a husband can be made from the dorm that his wife made when she is a begeris, and Vav, ain't a Mefer Bebeger, but a father, once a girl is a begeris, cannot do hafara. Begins the Gemara, my Tama. So we learned a number of times in our perek that the concept of Nesroikna only goes that a father takes over the husband's portion, not vice versa. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, Dama Kra, Benurea, Beis Avia. The Torah is teaching us that as long as she is Beis Avia, she's not an Asua, that father has the right to be made for the Nedarim. What is that the case? That if the husband died, that's when we say Nesroikna, and since we say Nesroikna, the word Beis Avia comes to teach us that even though she's not completely anymore in the father's rishus, because she had become a moreses, still Nesroikna. Says the Gemara, so now we understand there's a difference between the husband and the father. The Gemara wants to know, from where do we learn this very concept of Nesroikna? Mei sabal Nesroikna l'shus av. Ask the Ramanolan, where do we learn this concept of Nesroikna? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Dama Kra, from Hayasir l'ish, a woman will be married on the Derei Aleha. Makish, so says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is coming to teach us is Makish Koid Me Avai Shni L'Koid Me Avai Rishayna. If it's before a girl became Mureses the first time, and then a girl became Mureses a second time because her first husband passed away or divorced her, but we'll focus if he passed away, that's the case that we keep on discussing, that the two situations are the same. So certainly, says the Gemara, Ma Koid Me Avai Rishayna, before she ever became a Mureses, the halacha is the father, Eav Mefer L'Chudei, that the Torah says that the father has a right to alone be Mefer HaNedarim, says the Braisa that the Pasuk is teaching us that even now when she was a Mureses, but that Erisin terminated, and now she's before becoming a Mureses a second time, she reverts back to Av Mefer L'Chudei, that a father is Mefer by himself. And as the Rishonim point out, all we learned from here is that once the girl is no longer Mureses, she reverts back to her father's rishus. But how do we know that when we say that she reverts back to her father's rishus, she even goes back to the nedarim that she had made while she was a moresis? So the way I saw the mefarshim explain the answer to this question, the answer is that nedarim that she makes when she's not moresis anymore, and she's obviously not a begeris either, that's only on the darim that she made while she was in the father's rishus alone. But how do we know, asked the Gemara, that even the darim she had made while she was moresis, now that she's unfortunately no longer moresis, the father has the authority over them? Ema asked the Gemara, how do you mean the darim shalai neril aris? The darim that she had never made while she was moresis. But ask the Gemara, the darim shenir l'aris, the darim that she made while she was moresis, maybe those nadarim, that there was the halacha regarding those nadarim were, that the nadarim are made, that those nadarim are done jointly, the father and the husband, maybe that can never change. And those nadarim, the father will never be able to be mefer. Ab nadarim shenir l'aris, the darim that were made while she was moresis, maybe such nadarim le'motzi mefer, those nadarim he'll never be able to be mefer alone. Answers the Gemara, even the darim shalai nira al-aris, answers the Gemara, and the darim that she made while she was not moresis, I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a new pasuk to tell us that the father can be mefer. That I learned from the pasuk, b'nurei beis aviyah nafka. It must be that this new pasuk is coming to teach us that the darim that she made, even while she was moresis, but her husband passed away, nisreitna to the father. So we learned in the Mishnah, but in the other hand, and on the other hand, that was regarding the nisreitna, the father stronger than the husband, but regarding being made for the darim when she's a begeris, and that way the husband is stronger than the father. So the Gemara wants to drill down, what does that mean that the husband can be made for the nedarim of a begeris, but not the father? It will suggest that he made erisin when she was a nara, and then bogro, and then she became a begeris. Says the Gemara, how can we say that the oris are made for such a nedarim? Mechti, misa metzia. If the father were to pass away, so he no longer obviously has authority over her. And Bagris Metzim Rishasav, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, once a girl becomes a Begeris, her father's authority over her goes away. Ma Misalay Nisrakna Rishaslabal. So ask the Gemara, we learned at the beginning of our Mishnah, and we've been learning it previously, that the concept of Nisrakna only goes from the husband to the father. Not from the father to the husband. So if the father were passed away, the husband doesn't ever, if he's only an oris, become the sole authority, the sole individual who can be made for the nedarim. So just like that's the halacha, if the father passes away, so should be the halacha, that if she becomes a begeris, that until now, the husband and the father were made for the nedarim together, now the husband can't be made for the nedarim alone. So the Gemara's question is that the halacha never gives an option that a husband should be able to be made for nedarim alone. That's never an option, who's an oris, should be able to be made for nedarim alone. If the halacha never gives us such an option, how do we understand the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says begeris, he's made for alone? He's not made for alone. He can never be made for alone if he's only an oris. Says the Gemara Ella, what we're going to have to explain is Kitchik Shebegeris. So when he did the Erisin, she was already a Begeris. And then what happened was, as we're going to be discussing, we learned about this extensively in Masechet Ksubos, that after the Erisin comes the Nesu'in. Once the time for the Nesu'in comes, and the Nesu'in did not take place. At that point, even though they haven't consummated the marriage, they haven't become the suin, the husband has to begin to support her. And the Gemara now is assuming that since this girl is a Begeris, so she's no longer in any way under her father's authority, and the husband already now has the obligation to support her, because the time of the Nisuin has already come. And once the time of the Nisuin comes, so we have her a Begeris, and a girl who's Mureses, and a girl whose time for Nisuin is coming already, that's why he can be made for himself. Ask the Gemara, Hatanina Chadazimna. That halacha is taught in a Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn, on Daf Ein Gimel Abeis. The Mishnah says, Habigeris Shashas Hashnei Masa Chaydish. Once the time of Nisuin comes, and the Mishnah says 12 months, because as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, the typical amount of time, till the time, from Erisin to Nisuin was 12 months. The halacha is that the husband has the right to be made from the Nedarim. So what is our Mishnah teaching us different than that? The Rishonim point out that this entire discussion that we're having now is when the neder was made during this period. But if the neder was made while she was still a Nara, and then she became a Begeris, and then he became a Chuyv and a Mezoinus, since the neder was made when she was a Nara, the husband would not be able to be made for those Nadarim, because the husband needs the father as a partner. Here we're speaking about where everything was done after she became a Begeris, where the father is not in the picture as far as the Nadarim is concerned. But as the Gemara, but now we have a more fundamental question. Hagufa Kasha. Amrit HaBegeris Yishas HaShnei Masa Chaydish. If she's a Begeris that waited 12 months, it's time for the Nisuin. If the Nisuin doesn't take place, the husband can be made for himself. But ask the Gemara, BeBegeris Lamali Shnei Masa Chaydish. This halacha that we wait 12 months between the Erisin and the Nisuin is only by a girl who's a Nara, who's a Ketana. Begeris, but as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, a Begeris B'Shloshim Yom Sagila, a Begeris who becomes Mureses, we wait only 30 days. And as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, the reason we wait only 30 days is because the reason we wait typically 12 months is for the girl to be able, for the woman to prepare everything she needs to prepare for her wet marriage. But in those days, a girl getting married in a Rus Eris in the Suin in 12 months after Begeris was considered late. And they did already all the preparations that they needed to have to get married. And therefore, the wait time between the Eris and the Suin was only 30 days. Answers the Gemara Tani Begeris. The way to learn that Mishnah is that there are two separate cases that are discussed in that Mishnah. One is a Begeris. And a Begeris only waits 30 days after the Eris until the Nisuin. And therefore the halacha is, if she's a Begeris and she became Mureses, and then 30 days pass when the Nisuin should take place, and the Nisuin doesn't take place, the husband is made for himself. And then there's another halacha, not speaking to a Begeris. That halacha speaks to a Nara. And that halacha says, Shas Hashnei Masa Chaydish, where a Nara became Mureses. And then she's supposed to have Nisuin by 12 months. And the 12 months come and they didn't have the Nisuin, the husband's made for himself. But so now we've been able to understand that Mishnah. But the question still remains. The way we're learning now, our Mishnah and that Mishnah are teaching us the same identical halacha. And therefore we have a question, why do we need two Mishnayos to teach us the same halacha? Mekamakum kasha. Ibai Seima, one way of learning is Hachadafka. The main point, the way to learn this halacha is in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah that's taught there, the Begeris, the Tani Hassam, the din of Begeris that we're going to learn in the Mishnah, in Ayin Gimel, is only to teach us the Flugi Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. To teach us only Rebbe Lezer holds that way. The Chamim, however, hold that even though the time for the Nisuin has come, and yes, even though the time for the Nisuin has come, the Chum will agree, if he doesn't do the Nisuin, he has to support her by herself. That doesn't mean that he has the right to be made for himself. V'bayisema, another way to learn, is that the Mishnah that we're going to learn, Daf Ayin Gimel, V'bayisema Begeris Dafka, our Mishnah is coming, that Mishnah is where we learn these halakas. So why were these halakas also taught in our Mishnah? The answer is either Nasav Bereisha, because our Mishnah gave us example at the first part of the Mishnah of Yofa Koyach Av B'Koyach Abal regarding the halacha of Nisraikna. So that's why our Mishnah wanted to also give us a contrast, Nasav Seifa Nami B'Zeh Yofa Koyach Abal B'Koyach Av, that in one way the father's position is stronger, and another place the husband's place is stronger. But that isn't the main point of our Mishnah. The Mishnah just wanted showing us that the halacha has sometimes the father being stronger and sometimes the husband being stronger. But the point of this, the zman is soon coming, and that the husband then has a right to be made from the darim by himself, is primarily to be learned from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel.